California's top court has ruled that sentencing juveniles to 50 years or more in prison violates the Eighth Amendment's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. But a divided state Supreme Court did not decide yesterday what sentence would be constitutional, as Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports.
The case involves two 16-year-olds convicted of kidnapping and rape at knife point. In 2012, a trial judge sentenced the teenagers to 50 and 58 years in prison, respectively. Four of California's seven top justices ruled that's too long. They say juveniles must have a chance before the end of their lives to show they've matured and rehabilitated. The opinion is largely based on a 2010 U.S. Supreme Court decision that juveniles generally can't be sentenced to life in prison without opportunity for parole. In a dissenting opinion, the state's chief justice and two others argue the nation's top court didn't intend a blanket ban on 50 your sentences. The ruling requires the trial court to determine new sentences for the teenagers, but it does not delineate the length of sentences that are or are not appropriate. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.